Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kenneth, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I'm afraid, Kenny.
I get excited when you're afraid, Jeremy.
Hold me. All I know is this pre-party might have gone a little too long for my taste. It could never go too long. That's what she said. At Rock and Roll Happy Hour on FM 94.9, supported by the Regal Beagle Ale House and Sausage Grill in Mission Hills and the Regal Seagull Ale House and Sausage Grill in Katie. It's Jeremy with me tonight, as always. My partner in pain on a Saturday morning, our San Diego craft beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. What is with the R? Are you feeling like a pirate today or what?
Yes. Jeez. Booty. Thinking of booty. I got booty on the brain. Yar.
Do you have a full-time live-in girlfriend fiance? How could you be thinking about booty right now?
You know, that's, I don't want to incriminate myself on the air. I refuse to. I'm going to plead the fifth and not answer that question.
Amen. Well, we got a couple of people in here who's plead the fifth more than once. Tonight, our guests in question are the guys from Fall Brewing. We've got Ray, we've got Ivan, we've got Larry and Jackie. Now, let's walk around the room for a second because there's a lot of history in this room. Ray, we've had you on the program before. In fact, last time we've had you in this show, you were with St. Archer. And
he was totally pitted, bro.
Totally pitted.
Up to the lip, bro. Smack the lip. Just get pitted. It was hella narnar, bro.
Whoop-ha.
Shaka, bro.
And anybody who knows Ray's name knows that he's been in San Diego for a long time. And he's one of the founders of Mission Brewing. And one of Ray's accolades to his career is he makes one hell of a good lager just off the rip.
Here we go.
And he's also a really good Hank Hill imitator, by the way.
Man, it's frightening.
Now, have you heard about our new line of propane tanks and stuff?
See?
There you go. Wow. Yes,
that is not a canned bit,
I got
my
chills.
We've also got Larry. Larry, you've been through a lot of San Diego yourself. I mean, when I first met you, you were working at Ballast Point. You've gone through Firestone Walker. And now you probably have the biggest smile on your face I've ever seen you with. Now that you've been with Fall Brewing for how long has it been? 9 months to a year?
About 9 months. Feels like home.
See, I love that. I love you that you found home. Now, your friend to my left, your right, Ivan, I've never met you before. And I probably couldn't pick you out in a lineup.
I was actually here with you guys with Belcher Beer before. And I actually went right through St. Archer, which is one of my
Are
first.
You kidding me?
Yeah.
Am I that big a jackass right
you
now?
You pretty much are right now.
Well, you know, I mean, we're always drunk when we have these
exactly.
people. We can't possibly be expected to remember the context that we've seen all these folks in.
All right. And then sitting with you, Ray, is Jackie. You described her as chief moral support officer.
Yes. She is my chief moral supporter and responsible for all the... Actually, I'll let her say it.
Your designated driver, in other words.
Pretty much.
All right. We got it.
All right, so tonight we're going to be drinking some of your beers, talking about Fall Brewing. Anybody who wants to drink along can go to Fall Brewing right now because you guys are on 30th Street, just south of Adams, is it?
Yeah, it's about a block and a half south of Adams. Tonight, on Friday nights, Big Front Door generally comes around. They have their pop-up, serving all their hot sandwiches just right to your face.
Those guys, definite fans of our local 94.9. TJ loves those guys, and I believe they're in pretty much every Sunday. So that sounds like a damn good Friday night to me. Now let's get started with some of the beer. I know we warmed out with some Green Hat, which is just a delicious IPA. And now this is kind of, you know, as I led into the program, this is one of the beers stylistically you're known for. This is a lager, right?
We like our lighter styles, and you know, there are so many phenomenal breweries in San Diego, and everyone has owned their game for years. And being an orphan that is constantly having to rebuild their own house because the big bad wolf keeps blowing it down, you know, I've been able to practice my techniques, and my favorite is the lighter styles, the lagers that I can have five or six of in a sitting. And you know,
which I do on a weekly basis. This six pack is always in my fridge.
So you go to the store a lot.
I gotta go to it. Yeah.
So this is your Plenty for All Pilsner.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when crafting this beer, you wanted something that was ultimately drinkable in volume and just refreshing and delicious, right?
Yeah, and And in reality, a lot of the great continental European beers that we get, a lot of the Pilsners or German lagers, European lagers in general, by the time we get them, they're not in their best state. And so
it's just
really
because traveling affects the beer and the hops in the beer.
Yeah, they don't have TSA pre-check or first class or any of those things. And so
it takes a while.
You know, it takes a little bit longer to get here. And in that time, they get sour, you know, as we've all who sat in a long security check line. These things do not hold up well. These beers don't have anywhere to hide.
Yeah, and what is the hop in this? I mean, it's got this wonderful...
We use a proprietary blend of noble hops, added at just the right time to provide ample amounts of bitterness, flavor, and aroma.
Wow, he's talking dirty.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's porn right there.
Yeah, man, just say it a little slower and wear this. I've got
damn
something
right.
For
my backpack.
Damn right. This is something you guys do year-round, right? This is always available at Fall Brewing.
So yeah, nice. This is our staple. This is what pays the bills.
Well, I think we're going to drink a whole lot more of this. Ken, you've got that look in your eye like I didn't just break my headphones, did I?
I don't care.
Yeah, you did.
Sorry, it looks good on you.
It's going to be one of those nights. Let's drink
good
beer!
On you, mate!
More beer.
Never have to twist my arm to play Rockin' in the Crib. Bring us Bullets in the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's FM 94.9. Drinking tonight with our friends from Fall Brewing. They are located conveniently off of 30th Street, just south of Adams Avenue, with delicious sessionable beers that you will want to drink many.
Sessionable
beers.
Say it right.
Sorry, Kenneth. Well, so far, we started off the program with the Plenty for All Pills. The Plenty for All Pills, I would describe as a beer that you need to drink now and drink many of.
Plenty of it.
Plenty for All.
Yeah.
Do you just kill yourself, Ray, making that beer all the time?
Well, that's just what we do. You know, it's like sometimes you gotta call an apple, and we make that Pilsner all day long, and we'll make it every day again. It's just what you do.
Please let him talk like this for the rest of the show.
You know what? I actually am to the point of the program where I don't care if you talk in that voice all
awesome.
Night long.
Well,
awesome.
Now, you done did set your destiny up for success there.
What are we drinking next? Is this the new beer you guys just rolled out?
Well, that depends on what you're drinking. I can't see over that far.
It's the Rods and Mockers. It's the ESV.
Rods and Mockers!
Well, I know these fellers here want to talk about all them rods.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There's other people than just you and me sitting here, Ray. Well, we've got Larry and Ivan. Who wants to take this?
Speak up, fellers.
One of the things...
That would be Larry.
One of the amazing things about coming over to this brewery is we do classic styles with a modern twist. And like Ray said, they've got to be drinkable. They've got to be... clean, they've got to be consistent, and you don't see a lot of breweries doing an English pale ale or an ESB around town, but I love going out in the market and educating people. Your normal beer drinkers that are just interested in barrel aged or sour or IPAs or this
whatever
or that,
the hip thing to drink is.
Whatever, you know, and you got to remember
cyanide.
You ever been to an English pub and watch soccer eat fish and chips?
Yeah.
This is a well-made...
The malt profile on this is amazing.
Thank Maris Otter. That's
Maris
a saint.
Maris Otter.
Mm. That's a saint, by the way.
Is it a saint, Maris Otter?
No.
Named after Maris Otter Pale?
It should be. It's a beautiful
malt.
I know
who Emmett Otter is.
But it is one of the things that attracted me to being a part of the team is, you know, this will be a theme that runs with all of our beers. Our last beer was a Pilsner. A classic style, made really well, fresh, local, you know, there's a reason why these beers have been around for over a century.
You got some Italian in you? Because you do a lot of talking with
I'm
your
Armenian.
Hands. Oh, there you go.
We use our hands more than Italians.
Yeah.
Awesome.
They got
some pride there.
They got it from us. No, I mean, this is just a beautiful beer. It goes with so many different styles of food. And it's, like Ray said earlier, it's hard to get these classic styles from the motherlands where they're from, made fresh, so we'll do it for you.
Yeah, this is wonderful, and it's not hoppy. I mean, you can, there's hops in there.
No, but it's driven by malt, but it's not sticky sweet malt. It's very clean.
Like it, me like.
Well, there is hops in there, and it is, in a certain style, like it's called a bitter, but...
This is Ivan, by the way.
Yeah, I'm Ivan, sorry. One of the guys that makes the beers here at Fall Brewing Company, but the bitterness doesn't come... through like you know what we're used to like in California. This is more
what are the hops in this?
This one we use pretty much Goldings. You know, we use the old school English.
Now that, I was going to say, that's an old school English style.
Old school English yeast. You know, we use the yeast that was made for this style of beer. So it's kind of beers that we love to drink. You know, just the old school style of.
And we love to drink.
You know what? The thing about this beer is it tastes like it's made with a lot of love, because you can't hide mistakes in a beer like this.
You really can't.
With a barrel-aged beer, you can hide mistakes and throw it in the barrel, and then it comes out. You'll never know it was there. Beer like this that's light and clean and crisp, you really can't hide anything there, because everything you put in the beer sings right off the rip.
Larry, should we nix the barrel-aged beer as the next one, or should we keep going?
We're going hoppy next. I think we're going to go hoppy next. Long live the Clash. It is a Rock and Roll Happy Hour on FM 94.9. Brand new Cadillac. And who was that we played before, Larry? That was your choice.
I'm so happy you played Citizen Fish. I mean, it's a band that Ray and I both really like a lot.
You don't have to put flowers on it from there.
It's Dick from Subhumans. It's his 90s ska punk iteration that Ray and I kind of realized that we both really like a lot. And I love that song. When you guys were playing it, I was jumping around. We bonded over that.
Feeling a lot of love in this room.
It was a moment.
Tonight we drink beer with Fall Brewing. We've started the program with their Plenty for All. We've had some Rods and Mockers, hence the English twist on some of that. And now we move on to the next thing, which, of course, at this point, we haven't had a proper IPA, which means we should probably do an IPA.
Yeah.
Proper or not.
No.
This is your Weekend Pirate, and now this is a series you guys do. So
yeah, the Weekend Pirate, because nobody has time to be a pirate all week long. You know, it's Friday. You had a long work week. You want to throw on the tutu and the eye patch and just go to the club and dance and drink like it's going out of style.
I'm a pony.
There you go. Subtle differences.
That'd be the plank.
So that was the inspiration. You wanted something that is because all your beers are very drinkable. I call them weekday beers. I mean, it's a beer I can have Monday through Thursday and, you know, not really feel bad about how I feel the next day, because I don't feel bad at all.
Which is ironic that you like the Weekend Pirate, because you drink all during the weekday. What do you do on the weekends?
I save those for bourbon barrel-aged something or other. You know, you've got to step up your game on the weekend.
Bourbon barrel-aged Fluffernutter.
Sweet Jesus.
You know what? These names you come up with. I mean, somebody should follow you around with, like, a recorder or something.
I did a lot of drugs as a kid.
Well, yeah, awesome. Rubbed off. I mean,
boys and girls, this really
But that's
pays
all
off
done
eventually.
Now.
That is all done now. Hopefully.
We consider recreational marijuana a drug on this program?
Not anymore.
We do not, sir. All right, so this is your Weekend Pirate number 5. What is Weekend Pirate number 5 called?
Weekend Pirate Gary. And we named
Gary.
Weekend Pirate was our way of playing with all the different hops that we had. And, you know, we had become successful with Plenty for All and Green Hat, and then we introduced Magical and Delicious. But we had acquired and we had accumulated all of these hops that we had these delusions of grandeur of playing with one day. Well, we kind of came to one day and decided that we wanted to play, and we wanted more collaborative effort before with the brewers. We wanted all of us to play a part in the beer making process. So
not just you. It's so
for the most part, but I allow them to speak. Momentarily.
But no, you guys can take the ball gags out of your mouth now.
For a moment. But
the Gimp.
But the Weekend Pirate series was a way for us to play with all of the hops that we had, and it was the one area that I could release some artistic control and allow the guys that do the hard work day in and day out, allow them to shine, allow them to have the input, and just to make sure that they weren't going to make us any, you know, the Cascadian dark Black IPA,
which I love anyways.
Nonsense.
Sorry, but dead style.
You know what? You're not Greg Cook. But are you somewhat type A?
There you go. Yeah. Comes out.
Jackie comes in with the win.
I don't type.
Jackie comes in with the win. Boy Named Sue, inspired by Fall Brewings. The beer named Sue. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on FM 94.9. A beer we did not drink tonight. We have had the Plenty for All Pills. We've had the Rods and Mockers. The Weekend Pirate number 5. And the next beer is something a little bit special. Because this one has got some weight attached to it, doesn't it, Larry?
Well, you know, we don't want to gloat or anything, but we won the 2016 World Beer Cup gold medal for barrel-aged beer.
There it is.
Not often you see that category won with a lager.
Wait. What was the category again?
Say what?
barrel-aged beer.
Barrel-aged beer, and you won with a lager. So if you don't know what the difference between a lager and an ale, most beers are ales that San Diego makes because they're easy to make. They have about a two-week turnaround.
They're fast and dirty.
They're fast and dirty. Lagers are a little harder because they take about a month to ferment out. It's a bottom-fermenting yeast. It has to be colder while it's fermenting. And then you take that beer, which is already so sensitive and so hard to hide any mistakes. Just like us. And then you throw it into a barrel and you bring me this?
It's the reason Ray puts us in ballet lessons.
Exactly.
Wow.
So that we can be rough and sensitive at the same time.
Yeah.
It's like Dr. Phil. That would be great.
Wow. And
wait, you know what? Dr.
Larry, Phil, you haven't completed your sensitivity training. You cannot excel to the next level and explain the theory of sensitivity training.
But I was sensitive when I got here.
That's a bad thing.
I'm feeling more and more and more like this is Fight Club and Ray, you're Tyler Durden.
We're on mute.
So this
and
is
the name of this beer is this
Shotgun
is
the, Salad.
The Jinx Remover?
Yeah.
Jinx Remover.
This is
Imperial
Jinx
Black
Jinx
Lager.
Yeah. So, Imperial Black Lager, okay.
It's an Imperial Black Lager, and Jinx Remover came about years ago, and actually Dave and I had talked about this beer previously in a previous life somewhere else, but I had met, growing up, my favorite band was Jawbreaker, and they were from the East Bay, you know, that kind of punk scene from the 90s. Well, Blake Schwarzenbach, who was the lead singer of Jawbreaker, I met
Schwarzenbach.
Schwarzenbach. This is going to come back here in a split second.
Yeah. All right.
I met him when he came by, and he was playing at Bar Pink in late 2008. And I went up to him after the show, and I explained to him that I've been going to a show since I was 12 years old. I couldn't play music to save my life, and I couldn't sing to save my soul.
Thank God you can brew.
But I could brew
there
beer.
There you go.
So the idea was that I would make a beer called Schwarzenbach, and phonetically it sounds like a dark Bock beer. And so the idea came about of making a dark Bock beer, and since they were, I mean, the quintessential pop-punk band of the 90s from the Bay Area, we decided to use my favorite brewery's ingredients. I love Anchor. Anchor Steam is my desert island beer.
Yeah, that's what converted me to craft beer, ladies and gentlemen.
So we used the Anchor yeast, and we used Northern Brewer hops, which is the signature hop in Anchor Steam, and we kind of made a big dark lager, and just to see what it would turn out to be. And the guys from Seven Grand over on University called us up one day and said, "Hey, we got a barrel of Old Forester. You want to play with it?" And we had one single barrel. Wow. And we aged the Imperial Black Lager in that one Old Forester barrel, and we bottled up a little bit of it. We made a couple of kegs for San Francisco Beer Week, and we entered some into the small competition called the World Beer Cup. And lo and behold, in Philadelphia last year, that won a gold, and that was the absolute last thing that we expected.
Deservedly so, though.
This is by far one of the most interesting, and I don't mean that as a condescending note.
Like
I mean
we usually do when we tell our guests something
interesting.
If
there's a beer that I don't like, I say, well, that's an interesting take on
this
style.
This is amazing.
This
You've never
is
had a beer
so
like it.
Good, because unlike so many other barrel-aged lagers or barrel-aged ales that are out there, it's, you know, it's so light, but yet it has such deep, dark flavors to it.
Well, you know, our philosophy is if you don't make it, if you make a beer as if somebody should drink it, maybe they will. We don't want it to make it a science experiment gone wrong and make you pay for it. This, I've made lagers. You know, I've been making lagers since I was a kid. I started making beer when I was 18 years old because I was the only one of my friends that didn't have a fake ID. I wasn't in this to make some wild and crazy, you know, philosophical intergalactic beer. I just wanted to get drunk.
You know what? I think that's the most honest thing that's been said all night. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on FM 94.9, supported by the Regal Beagle Ale House and Sausage Grill in Mission Hills and the Regal Seagull Ale House and Sausage Grill in Leucadia. Man, has this conversation gone downhill in the last hour. Drinking with our friends from Fall Brewing. With us tonight, as always, our San Diego craft beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. I'm really missing Casey from Casey Arts Cocktails. But
I miss the hard liquor.
She's having one hell of a concert season with Live Nation. I swear to God, those
people
guys
keep playing music and people keep paying to go see it.
You know, San Diego is like one of the best touring markets to go through. So every band, awesome, wants to play here. And, of course, every band is booked by Live Nation. So, you know, thus by...
So it goes.
Yes. That's the reason she's not here. Anyways, Drinking with Fall Brewing, we've had the Plenty for All Pilsner, the Rods and Mockers, we've had the Weekend Pirate number 5, we've had the Jinx Remover, which, man, still blows my mind. And I love the fact that we played Jinx Removal. I mean, Larry, that was your call, wasn't it?
No. Well, Jawbreaker is one of Ray's favorites.
That's my jam.
That's your jam?
That's my jam.
That's Jinx, Ray's song.
Jinx Remover is a very personal beer to all of us. But it's I grew up listening to that band, going to see Jawbreaker, going to see Jets to Brazil, Thorns of Life, and
love Jets to Brazil.
It's one of those beers that everything connects. It all makes sense. There's a story.
God, I wish I hadn't listened to Supertramp all those years.
What are you talking?
Really missed
you should have been listening to Bad Brains.
Wow.
We did play Pay to Come. I gotta say that too. I
mean, yes, that's Bad one of Brains. My favorite songs. Amazing. Oh, yeah, one of Ray's songs too. So
the music has been amazing tonight. Thank you guys.
It has been.
It was. You guys did a great job.
But Larry, you brought it. Why are you thanking them?
How you doing?
Fantastic.
Good. Glad you're doing good. Yeah. You ready to take over at 8 o'clock?
Absolutely.
We might go a little bit long. Just letting you know, this next beer it's kind of interesting because it came in a bottle, and I don't imagine you guys have it in bottles at any point in the
draft only.
Yeah, because this beer, when it was in the bottle, looked like it was in two parts. There was a cloudy part at the bottom and a clearer part at top. What is going on here?
Well, it's like yogurt. There's fruit on the bottom.
Fruit on the bottom, man.
So what? This is like my Chobani where I have to stir it up?
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is going south real quick.
We don't use extract. We use fruit. All fruit,
it's
baby.
Probiotic.
So this is your raspberry jazz hands?
Yeah.
Yes. And there's raspberry puree in it.
Okay, so
stop. Raspberry puree. That was
stylistically, you can only get away with putting raspberry puree in so many beers. What does this fall into?
Well, this is a Berliner Weiss, nice and if you go to Berlin,
this is the beer that they
this
put
is a very
Woodruff syrup
style.
Raspberry syrup or
exactly.
things like that.
Yeah, you got it. So this actually is very apropos for what we do. This is a classic beer style, and rather than serving at a bar and saying, like, have the syrup afterwards. We put the raspberry in there for you.
This is incredibly delicious.
Thank you.
This is magical.
And nutritious.
Yeah.
You don't want to get sued here.
I was going to say, this has got real fruit in it. This is no BS. Because, I mean, the fact that we had to kind of turn the bottle a couple of times to get it mixed in with everything. This is like real, real, real beer stuff going on right here.
Yeah,
it's like a party in your mouth.
It is a party in my mouth. I can't even describe what's happening right now.
It's sour.
Yeah, it's sour. But it's still
buzzword.
Tart.
But stop.
But sorry, that's not sour. It's tart.
It's tart. It's not even tart, though, because I think the raspberry, the fact that there's real raspberry in there,
it cleans it out.
It rounds off the tartness of the beer and makes it so drinkable.
It is the classic way to present the beer, and we started off, we would sell jazz hands as is, and in the early 2000s, I had discovered a beer called Berliner Kindl, which was one of the old school Berliner Weiss from Berlin, and it was an extremely tart, truly effervescent, bright Berliner Weiss, and it was beautiful by itself. Now, obviously, I was not in Berlin, so I didn't get the Woodruff syrup or the raspberry, but this is years before the sour craze, and this was, in the summertime, an extremely satiable beer. At first, it didn't seem like anything a natural beer drinker would gravitate towards, but I fell in love with the style. We've played with it, and we tried to be truest to it and serve it as is, but even we got tired, and we figured, let's play with it a little bit.
Yep.
And for Beer Week of last year, we did a passion fruit version, a Pog version with
Blood Orange.
The guys down at Sessions and Beerfish. We did a Pog version for them, and we decided let's just play with it. It's a fun beer to make. It works with all different kinds of flavors. So raspberry was the first one. It's the purest form of what this beer would be served with. And we'll just see where it goes. We'll play with it down the line and just see what works the best.
In true form, just play with it.
We will.
Ain't gonna play with itself.
That's the way it goes.
Larry, you had a shout out before we go. I know you had somebody you want to say hello to.
Oh, Madeline. This is my 3-year-old daughter at home. Her favorite song is Rebel Rebel by David Bowie. And
which is coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.